You're listening to SBS News.
The waters may be calm over the Great Barrier Reef, but just underneath the surface, its unique coral is in distress and has been for months as it suffered through another mass bleaching event. That's according to a new report out by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. Chief Scientist Dr. David Wackenfeld says the evidence is damning.
I think it's safe to say that the fingerprints of impact of climate change on the Great Barrier Reef are extremely clear.
Scientists initially raised the alarm in December when ocean temperatures over the reef hit a record high. Three distinct heat waves through summer meant by late March, when aerial surveys were conducted, the damage was clear. Of the more than 700 reefs surveyed, 91% of them showed some bleaching. Dr. Wackenfeld says it's the latest in a string of major environmental events on the reef.
Certainly the fact that we have seen four of them in 7 years is, I think, just a reflection of the fact that the planet is now about 1.2 degrees warmer than it was before the Industrial Revolution.
Bleaching occurs when coral becomes stressed from above average water temperatures. Although much of the coral will survive, the fact this event happened under La Niña conditions, which are typically cooler, is sparking even greater concern.
For the first time, despite the fact that this is La Niña conditions over the last summer, we have seen a mass coral bleaching event. And again, this just concentrates our attention on the fact that the planet is warming and marine heat waves are more common than they once were.
A map published with the report also detailed how the most severe and extreme bleaching occurred between Cape Tribulation and the Whitsundays, the region most visited by tourists. The Climate Council's research director, Dr. Simon Bradshaw, says without intervention, the iconic destination is at risk.
It's clear that giving our reef a fighting chance and all the industries and jobs that depend on it absolutely depends on much stronger action to tackle the number one threat to the Great Barrier Reef, which is climate change.
The first recorded coral bleaching event occurred in 1998. Since then, there have been five more, four of which occurred since 2016. Dr. Bradshaw says the outlook isn't promising.
And the science suggests that if we continue to let things rip, then we could see these bleaching events occurring every year after 2044. In other words, we'd effectively lose the Great Barrier Reef and pretty much all tropical coral reefs worldwide.
He says with the federal election looming, the plight of the reef highlights the need to take action to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
There's a huge amount at stake here, and it's very clear that a vast majority of Australians understand this risk and expect whoever forms governments to do far more to ensure the reef is protected.
Just last week, the organisations responsible for the report denied its release was being deliberately delayed until after the election because of political interference. It was suddenly released without warning last night. As for the reef itself, Dr. Wackenfeld says it will be another 12 months before long-term damage can be assessed.
The key question at the end of every mass bleaching event is how much coral survives and how much dies. That is a question that is still unfolding now out on the Great Barrier Reef. There are still bleached corals out there and they may recover and survive, they may die.
It's hoped the reefs have some time now during the colder months to recover before another summer rolls around. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.